Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Turn Behavioral Health Services will host Tour de Recovery starting Sunday, June 4th in Fresno, a unique multi-day endurance cycling event to raise awareness and celebrate recovery. It'll cover 500 miles with tour stop media events at Turn programs in Bakersfield, Colton, San Bernardino, Orange, and San Diego, finishing at the Recovery Center in Oceanside. On the line to tell us more is CEO Jim Callahan and Board Chair Jeanette Sanchez. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us today. We really appreciate it.
We'll start by telling us, what is Turn BHS? What do you do?
Well, we're really focused on improving lives in all of the communities that you mentioned in your opening monologue there. And we focus on behavioral health challenges, on mental health, supportive housing, substance use disorder, military service transition, and our justice system. We focus those client-centered care around our core values of integrity, diversity, mentorship, and inclusion at the forefront of everything we do. We've been established since 1978 as a 501c3. We operate in 10 counties, employ 900 dedicated individuals, and have over 80 behavioral health and housing programs that we deliver in all of those communities.
How did the Tour de Recovery come to be? Like, whose idea was it?
Well, it was actually the idea of an educator out of the Garden Grove School District named Mr. Cork Snyder. He came to find us through the web and reached out to our director of philanthropy because he was interested to see if we wanted to create a ride around mental health and substance use. How he was impacted by this is he, as an educator, has been for 30 years and stayed connected with a lot of his students over the years and found one of his students who he reconnected with in hard times in her life. And she shared his story with Cork, and he was so impressed with what she had come through. And through our program, the Family Recovery Center in Oceanside, he reached out to us and asked, would we be interested in starting a cycling event to raise awareness for mental health? And we said, of course, yes. I'm an amateur cyclist. So we created the Tour de Recovery and started it last June as our first one. And now we're doing it again this year, starting in Fresno and ending in Oceanside.
What is the Faith's Hope Scholarship?
Thank you for asking. The Faith's Hope Scholarship is where we use funds that are raised through the Tour de Recovery, and we open that up to application for our clients. So for example, if we have an individual that is exiting a substance use program, or they may be transitioning from supportive housing to their own independent housing, but whatever it may be, we provide funds for them through an application process where they can write us and tell us what they need and how we can allocate those funds. And here's a couple of examples. We've had a client submit an application where they need to get a down payment on a car so they can start working again, or to help them with a down payment into an apartment or even a laptop or a computer so they can continue their education.
What can the community do to get involved?
Well, you know, number one is we need them to help us spread awareness about TURN and our services, and most importantly, the Tour de Recovery, which is our largest fundraising and awareness event that we hold annually. We also would ask for any donation that our community can contribute, from a dollar to whatever they want to do. But we would appreciate any donations that could come our way, as well as volunteering for our events or other services that we provide in the community, or just show up and cheer on our teams as they pass through the different cities and towns on this cycling run.
I'm speaking with Jim Callahan, CEO of Turn Behavioral Health Services, and Board Chair Jeanette Sanchez. If people want to join you in the ride, how can they do that?
Well, that's pretty easy. We have our website. So take a pen and a paper and write this down. The Turn website is Turn, TURNBHS.org. And on that landing page, you will see a button or a link that says Tour Day Recovery. And it's in a turquoise color. And after our mission statement on that first landing page, we have another button that will take you to the Tour Day Recovery event fundraising and awareness page that we have. On that fundraising page, you will select a button that says Make a Donation. And on that, it has you select, if you scroll down, you can see the many, many stops that they could sign up for. And they just enter their information. Or if they want to make it even more simpler, they can text message PDR1127177. And that will get the process for signing up for a race or for one of the runs for anybody who wants to participate.
And how can people stay updated on the ride?
Well, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and also on our webpage, turnbhs.org. There'll be a link added to the webpage that says follow the Tour Day Recovery. So the day we start, we'll have daily postings and where we're off to next and daily interviews of each one of the stops that we have.
And those stops include locations in Colton, San Bernardino, Orange, and San Diego. How can people meet up with the riders, cheer them on, participate in these events?
Well, they can come to those stops, as you mentioned, in Colton, Orange County, Fountain Valley, and Oceanside. Tour stop at Colton is on June 9th, and the festivities begin at 8 a.m. It's at 1076 Santo Antonio Drive. Saturday, June 10th is at 8 a.m., 1041 Ettinger Avenue in Fountain Valley, which is Mile Square Park. And then Sunday, June 11th at 9 a.m. at 1100 Sports Fisher Drive in Oceanside with the concluding ceremonies of the tour.
What's it like spending so much time on the road with people you work with?
Well, for me, it's really exciting. I'm a rider in the event, and we have SAG cars, which a number of our folks, like our COO, Dr. Wendy Broden, and our Director of Operations, Violet Rieger, and one of our EVPs, Melanie Karen, and another one of our facilities managers are driving the SAG cars for us. And it's actually really exciting. You get to know people, you get to engage people in a more relaxed environment than at work on a daily basis. And it's just really motivating, especially at the what we call the hard stops, where we have all the events and all the participation of our employees at each one of those hard stops. It's really fun. I enjoy it. Looking forward to it this year again.
How much training do you have to do to complete a ride like this?
Well, that's interesting. The last 4 weeks, I've put on about 375 miles on my bike. I train Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, some long rides, some short rides, but it's just a lot of time, as they call it, in the saddle as a cyclist.
Have you ever done a ride like this before?
Yes, I've done multiple rides like this before. There's a number of them in San Diego that I've done, the Alpine Challenge, the Grand Fondo out of San Diego, the Challenge Athletes Foundation. I still think they're doing their ride, which is from San Francisco to San Diego. So I've participated in a number of those rides.
I've been speaking with Jim Callahan, CEO of Turn Behavioral Health Services, and Board Chair Jeanette Sanchez about Tour Day Recovery, which starts next Sunday, June 4th in Fresno, a unique multi-day endurance cycling event, raising awareness and celebrating recovery, covering 500 miles with tour stops in Colton, San Bernardino, Orange, and San Diego, and then finishing at the Recovery Center in Oceanside. Tell us again how we can participate in this event or get more information.
Yes, it's on our website at Turn Behavioral Health Services or turnbhs.org. And when you go to our website, you can see all about our programs and also two buttons that are on our main landing page titled Tour Day Recovery, which will take you to all the information about the stops, joining the ride, and or donating for improving lives in all of those communities.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
Please join us on the Tour Day Recovery this year, because it's really about all the clients that we service out there and about the communities that are all around us every day and the need for mental health and substance use recovery programs.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community, and I hope Tour Day Recovery is a huge success.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, thank you again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.